Three. We're recording.
Hello, everyone. It's before midnight. Yes.
Oof, a crisp 11:54. Just made it.
Oh, my gosh. Lord. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelor.
God, I was going to say Bachelor in Paradise. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's February. It's a late night.
That's why. I'm sorry. Oh, God.
I wish it was Paradise season already. I know, like, 2020 is on the move. Fuck, we just started. It is episode like 5, Justine. Are you through the whole season already onto Paradise? We need to get through Bachelorette too. We're not even nowhere near Paradise, bitch.
Like, I don't want to be. Paradise is hell. I don't want to be.
Paradise is a hell on earth. Y'all don't even know. It is too much. This week is like a preview of Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. Almost worse because it's 5 hours of content this week. Yeah. Paradise is usually 4, but it's just hell because it's summertime and it's like, I don't want to be watching all of this mess. I want to be on the beach with them. Like, I want to be there in the ocean, not, you know, but we do it anyways because it is fun.
It still
is. We complain a lot, but we have a lot of fun. Not gonna lie. It is. Oh, Jesus. But yes, we are not on Paradise. This is The Bachelor.
Shout out to global warming. Sorry, guys.
I know, it feels like fucking August outside. Jesus. Yes, another episode, the cattiness continues.
Like,
what are you thinking, Justine? What are your thoughts?
So he's handing out these roses like they're pacifiers. That's what.
Ooh,
right,
that's a great way to put it.
Like, you know what? Let me write that down for the title.
I literally was about to type that down. That's it right there. Right at the top of the episode.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
It just gives a rose to whoever's crying.
Just to literally shut them up because he can't take it.
He can't deal. Or he, like, God. Yeah, I don't know. He just, like, can't deal with anybody crying. And it's. He's in turn, he's rewarding some really bad behavior. So it's just not working out. Is. Second
nope,
thought, Tammy is the bone collector.
Oh, gosh, she got on my last nerves this episode.
She's the bone collector. She is the Sheree of this season.
Yup, she truly is.
She's just, and I think that's why he kept her around, to be honest. I think it was like half producer pick and then half like he wants to see what people are saying in the house. Cause she
how this is going to shake out.
Talking about people pill popping and doing all kinds of mess. Messy.
This is true. Very messy.
And him keeping McKenna would send me home. I think I would put my rose right back on there and be like, if you want McKenna, you don't want nothing to do with me. So I have got to go.
You know Kelly was about to do it.
Oh, my God. Kelly.
Kelly was twirling that rose like, should I?
Yeah.
Because this is some bullshit.
And shout out to Natasha always for sticking with it. She is a year older than us, still sitting there with McKenna.
Still. I know. She is really a trooper. Couldn't be me.
What about you, friend?
No. Yeah, it's more of the same. These girls are annoying as hell. This house is like the most sorority, petty, catty that we've seen, I feel like.
Ever?
In the last 3 seasons. Yeah, and at least in the Ari season, beat out Colton season. Like, these girls are very petty. This drama is stupid. All of this drama is so dumb.
Yeah.
The champagne gate, that was dumb. Alea's nonsense was very tired. Tammy starting mess with Kelsey tonight was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's just real petty, low grade drama. And I'm trying to figure out, like, real question, like, are these girls just like hyperly insecure that they're not focusing on their relationship with Peter at all and are spending all their time just worrying about each other? Is that what's happening? Like, why is it so much more catty than past seasons?
Is it that, or is it that they're hyper competitive?
Or hyper competitive. That's another way to put it, or a way to look at it.
That's what I was seeing. I think these girls just want to get picked. I don't think they care if it's Peter or not. You know, they just want to get picked over the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Over the other ones. That's the thing. Like over.
This has way more to do with like Alea, Kelsey, and them other ones. I can barely remember their names. I'm so sorry, you guys. But way more to do with them than it does has to do with like I want to marry Peter.
Yeah. That's so true. That's a The vibe, the feeling is definitely one of like heightened competitiveness more than like I'm ready for love. I'm ready for this man. I really want my time with Peter because blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like it's more so like she got time over me.
Yes.
Like she stole the time. Or why did you get to make your own little cocktail party out of like do you boo? Do what you gotta do. Why are you watching her so intently? Like so yeah, that is that.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.